Big brother, it's big brother. It's my brother, it's your brother, it's our brother. It's his brother, it's her brother, it's their brother. And pass the gravy, bro.
What's going on, gang? It's Pass the Gravy, bro, and this is our first Tuesday episode recap of the season, because we have 97 more weeks left to go in this season. And we're trekking along. That was actually not the worst episode. It's kind of good to get back into the hang of like there actually being a game that's being played.
Let's
get into that. Then they did leave us with a cliffhanger, so you will have some spoiler alerts tonight. We're also going to, since there was no Sunday episode, we will be doing our week 9 power rankings tonight. So a special little, to some of you, I'm sure it was a surprise Tuesday episode, because I saw the tweet. People were like, there was an episode tonight? they had to expect that people were going to miss.
Yeah.
When you jack around the season like they have, kind of. I mean, Survivor, we get it. That's your bread and butter. You want that to go at a certain time. You have buddy games. The challenge has to be on a certain
night. Okay, can't fuck with buddy games.
Well, have you seen how much money they put into it?
Oh, no, I know. It's just funny.
All right. Josh Duhamel.
No, it's the Brendan.
No.
He did, like, so Fox NFL, like, nobody cares if you're just watching this for Big Brother, but Fox NFL Sunday, their pregame show, like, always has somebody that'll, like, they, like, some celebrity will be like, this is week 4. The Seahawks take on the Giants. Will so-and-so live up to the hype of this? The Dolphins come in with an all. And it was Josh Duhamel doing that, where they like intro the show. And it was like, Josh Duhamel, his new show, Buddy Games, on CBS. And I was like, why is he doing the Fox pregame intro when he's a CBS show? With CBS also, I don't know. It was weird.
The big bucks.
But it's like, he's big enough to do the cross-network promotion now.
Must be a great
they're obviously great promoting the fuck out of that.
Yeah. I mean.
Is Big Brother tanking? Why are they showing reruns of Yellowstone before that? Says Danielle in the chat. Big Brother's not tanking. They're showing reruns of Yellowstone because there's a writer's strike and they don't have any new programming to
Over though.
Right, but like they're not gonna be able to write anything like
a
season, they're pretty much gonna just be doing this. So, like, if you didn't already have stuff ready to go, you're just loading up. And, like, CBS is very lucky that they have so much reality TV content, because they can do Survivor and The Challenge and Amazing Race. And by the way, Allison, I cannot wait to talk to you about Survivor if you've seen the first
season. I haven't even watched it, but I know what happened in the first season.
Holy fuck.
In the first episode.
We were screaming at the TV watching it on Friday. When we caught up. Yes, whenever you get caught up, I'm very excited to talk about it. But yes, they got like a ton of reality content on CBS. So they're able to kind of stretch it out and make that like a weekday, like a full like week of a lineup. And like you have a bunch of other places that are just like, all right, we're going to have it. Yellowstone is the one show that they're kind of just rerunning.
Which I was thinking about today as I was driving. And it makes sense because I wasn't just thinking about this randomly while I was driving. I was driving home late from work, and so I was listening to the episode. Like, it started as I was driving, so I was listening to it. I was streaming on my phone the episode, and there was a commercial for Yellowstone. And I forgot that, like, CBS is network TV.
Yeah.
And Yellowstone originally aired on
Paramount,
so, like, cable. So, like, if there are people who don't have cable, who have never seen it before, and it, like, has gotten all this hype, like, it's a good ploy.
Yeah.
To be like, we've got the rights, ah.
And I was telling Emma during one of the commercials, because they just run the ads for, like, hey, don't forget, you can watch Yellowstone tomorrow or whatever night it is. I was like, whoever did all the ads the first time, like, no, you know what we can just do? We already did all the ads. Just run the season 2 ads tomorrow. Just bring those up. Can you find those? Yeah. Just reload those. Like, nobody has to do any more work. It's just cut, paste, do. Like, it's very easy.
So many comments that are making me laugh right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay game with it.
They obviously.
They cut a lot of this. Yeah, because I'm sure.
Because it's network television.
Boobs in it. They're probably boobs.
I was thinking like.
Or probably like a couple of, like, you get like two curse words probably.
Yeah,
you
know, I
like,
think there's a lot of language. Within the first 3 minutes of the show, they kill a horse, like on screen.
Can't do that.
No.
Can't do that. People,
I send it back.
Fine. Horses,
I send it back. Don't do it. Horse, I send it back.
Don't do it in front of me.
Too far.
Okay, let's get into the episode recap, huh? So this is going to be pretty much just strictly recap, and then we'll get into the spoilers. But we have the scary little exorcist girl faces kind of popping up, and you know that like production had to love that because you're behind there and you're like, all right, right, ready?
Oh
ready?
Yeah,
do it now.
Everybody, cameras on this room and yeah. Boom.
So that kind of got the. I figured that there was gonna be something that they had to like pay attention to at first, but after a while, you realize like not everybody was gonna be in the room, so it wouldn't have really been fair.
And they flash so fast.
Yeah.
Just
scares.
Yeah. So then that just kind of becomes like it was a teaser to what the veto competition was.
It's a crummy commercial.
As Ashley had said in the comments, she said, so America get horny over the Constitution. Yeah, we did have an AmeriCorps. She was like, I just
is
love when Corey talks about like the Constitution and law. I love talking about law. Didn't she have a law degree?
Yeah, but do you think it's like.
I don't think her degree is in law.
She went to Brown. Might as well have been.
I mean, she's a smart girl, so maybe she, I mean, I can
you go to a smart
it,
school
like,
that, you're basically an attorney.
The way she was, is that real?
There are times where, like, if somebody says something really smart, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but would you, like,
not yeah. extensively, I don't think. Like, I wouldn't. It's like the joke, like, talk nerdy to me, but, like, she means it.
She means it.
So, I mean, then that does play well for Corey, especially in the house, where it's like, him. Hey, bro, that's right up your alley.
They
so, like, it's
other.
Really working out. Yeah, Cam hates that.
Yeah.
Cam
I
hates-
did love the fact that he knew, she was like, what's the southernmost landlocked country? And he knew.
Yeah.
But do you think she knew? Could he be just made something up?
His way? Want to hear about their constitution? Like, maybe. No shit.
I don't.
Yeah, no, it was funny. It was
happy for them.
It was a good little snippet, and like I feel like a lot of them, like a lot of times when they show you like little inside like bits about that stuff, it's like it overplays it or they go too far on it. Where it was like when Corey did the kitty purr thing in the very beginning, it was like that could have been 2 minutes. And like they snipped this in about 2 minutes and you're like, all right, cool. We got in, we got out. That was funny. And it wasn't too much of it. So that was cool. Then we got to a little bit of gameplay with Blue kind of going all around the house, moving around all crazily. Blue.
Sneaky like a cat.
Yeah.
Is that a tail behind you?
There are two tails behind me.
We
didn't close the door today because it's been without the AC, the house is still a little warm. The AC is back, but it's a little warm. And so I was trying to keep the airflow going. And so there are dogs with access to the room.
They're just excited. They probably love the episode too.
No, they're just playing.
Bean says America is a medical receptionist and not a lawyer. Don't forget you can tune in on our YouTube channel after every episode if you want to join in on the chat if you're just listening. All right, we had Blue running around talking to Felicia, and basically Blue is on the anti-Corey train right now. She's really like, how can I fuck this guy?
How dare she?
And
she's very bitter about being nominated for the double, even though, like, the reasoning made sense. Like, you're going to take him down. You don't want him out, really, and everybody else wants him out.
Yeah, so like something like I've really noticed in today's episode, it's not. It's in the realm of the episode. Was Jag? Jag was the best. I feel like he's in a weird spot now where he's able to kind of clock stuff because he's in the conversations. But in the beginning of the season, we were like, dude, what is this guy doing? He's just like,
oh, yeah,
he has no read on the house. And it's funny where you had Sari, like, who's just a, she just plays this game well. Like, she can kind of sit back and not have all the information, but the information comes to her. The information does not just go to Jag. But when it does, like you're seeing right now, it's awesome how Jag is like, when he's aware of other things going on, he's so good at being like, no.
Yeah.
What we need to not do is go after Corey, because then they're going to look at us. We'll go after Corey later.
Yeah.
And him being the one, like the one sensible person in that conversation, was like, guys, wait.
Yeah.
There's got to be one person in any like radical group that is like, hey, let's just take a step back and think about this. This is great. It's just a soundtrack.
Sorry.
All the time. Blue is just relying on people to not be doing what Jag is doing and to look at that. She only sees like, we got to get Corey out. And it does show a lot. I think I've learned a lot about how like Jag is as a game player just by seeing how he is from the other side of it, where it's like, he's really thinking 6 to 7 steps ahead, as opposed to like, a lot of times in the game, you'll just be like, we're going to steamroll this alliance and we're going to get them. And then next week it's them. And then next week it's them. And like, I'm sure Jag has like an order of people he wants out. But where he's just like, no, we just need a shield. So as long as he knows that Cam can be the shield eventually, but now he's got 2 shields.
Yeah, correct.
And they obviously seem like big Jag fans too.
They're snorting so much. I don't get why.
But will you get yourself in a position like Jag does, and even like Sari is in, is by not gossiping as much? Sari is able to have Izzy or Jared or somebody else kind of do the gossiping and then just cycle back to her, which is why it's like wise that she's just backed up and kind of let everything come to her. Blue is trying to make things happen, which I get because she's in kind of a more desperate mode, and that's just the game she's got to play. And it almost worked though. So like, I'm not really faulting Blue's game at this point. I get
I mean, she's not doing terribly. I really appreciated that Sari today was like, and I'm back at just blending into the wallpaper. Like, I appreciate that you're able to do that at like this late in the game.
Because people still come to her though. Like every time on the feeds, like today, Corey's just kind of dumping shit to her, where it was like, all right, like they're still gonna bring in the info. You just don't have to, like, you've always had an Izzy. Just new Izzy and not as extreme of an Izzy. Okay, let's move to the veto comp. We had the it was an ad.
It was an ad.
The black box comp / ad. Did you know it was there's a new Exorcist movie?
Which looks terrifying.
Right, but like, I'm not a scary movie guy. No. So like, just not going to watch it. And like, if you had been like, hey, I won this, would you like to go watch it up in the HOH room with me? I'd be like, no.
You would deny? There's snacks.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah. That'd be a big, no, that'd be my big character move. I'd be like, no, I want somebody else to get to enjoy this.
But is it only
because I've enjoyed so much.
Is it only because you're not a scary movie guy?
Yeah, but that would be the reason that I would just like, I wouldn't say that. I would just like, I want you guys to get to go use it. Not because I'm scared.
That's how you win.
Because I want you to use it. But then Emma pointed out that Blue must have been the only one that really wanted to talk, because I was like, it's weird that she just keeps being like, oh my god, it was so scary, but like, I couldn't look away. It was just so good. And I was like, usually you're not like, that movie was scary, but really good. It was just, that was horrifying, or that was a pretty good movie. Not a combination of both. And Emma was like, the boys just probably didn't give them anything. The boys probably said just that. Like, oh, it was too scary.
Well, she did that. I realized that she was really trying to get screen time with how animated she was and like retelling the instructions. Like, they didn't jump back and forth between people. It was just her
whole comp.
And so, I mean,
like all 9 minutes.
And even at the end of the credits, when she was like, shout out to David, whatever the guy's name was, the director. She's like, shout out to you.
Yeah. She's really trying for that like screen time, which annoys me in some regard, but I laughed really hard during her competition. Like, yeah. When she was in the comp, I was laughing really hard. And I hated that at the end of hers when she said, "The power of BB compels you." She like struck the pose.
Yeah. Loved it.
It made me laugh so hard. And I was like,
ah. Made me think of Cody Nixon. Every time we have the black box and it's the scary one, it made me think of Cody Nixon just not giving a shit about anything else. And Nicole was kind of that way, but she was more like where she talked and walked her way through it.
They told her every time you see a word, you have to say it out loud.
So yeah, you had to say things, and you had to kind of narrate where you're going. But Cody just was like, "There's a ghost here, cool, whatever. I don't care. Got it done. All right, cool." And they're like, "All right, man. Thanks. This is a TV show. We need to make it look good."
And Cam kept repeating like, "All right, girl," or like, "Come here, girl." Or, "I see."
Because
you,
he was talking to that.
He was talking to the exorcist.
But they didn't see that in the house, did they?
What?
Like they probably didn't see the exorcist girl. They probably just heard the sound.
I don't know. It looked like a weird green screen, but maybe,
I don't know,
from their angle they did. But I feel like he says that like at the bar.
Yeah. Raimundo in the chat says, "Do you guys think that CBS edits the actual time to the comps to what benefits the show?" Like, is he trying to say like, do they edit it where like they just make sure that Cam won?
Despite how long they went.
I think sometimes what they may do is, and I don't think they usually, but I think if you got first, if like first and second like was 2 minutes different, they might make it a minute different, or they like if
they might like make it closer or something.
If there was any sort of manipulation, I think that would be the only kind. I don't think it would be anything that would like, I don't think they would switch places or like give someone the win over that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think like they might try to like either make it seem more competitive or like, wow, he really blew it out of the water. Like he beat them by like 4 minutes.
That's swaying, because you could be like,
wow. No, I agree. I think it is, but I don't think they would change the results. I think that they might try to sway some things with like that. Like, but in the same way, like
Helen was pushed.
Exactly.
So is Bowie. So is Bowie.
I think that like
he voted for red.
Anything with like data can be said in a way that's like, oh man, only 75% of people did this, and like, oh my god, 75% of people, like, it depends on how you say it, it's gonna come across differently. So I feel like
True.
I think they spin it, but I don't know if it's like full edited.
Todd says, "Has Bowie done it so little that you've even forgotten that she's been there, just blending in the whole time?" I mean, I kind of feel like that with Nicole. If Nicole wasn't in the comp and like nominated, you wouldn't see anything. It was Nicole.
Her outfits are getting too much for me.
Bowie's?
Yeah.
Bowie's, I love it though. She was like looking like Mad Max in Sunday's episode.
Disbelief that she exists.
She looks like Lil, like from Phil and Lil in the Rugrats. She's an adult Lil,
but she's all grown up Lil.
Australian Rugrats.
As regular Lil.
I agree. But
like, she's in like overalls with her little like sprigs of ponytail or like pigtails,
and the ripped jeans and the like
Madonna tops.
What are fingerless gloves for if you're not like lifting weights or like riding a bike? Like it's just fun. Like it's fun to think about. Like I was
being a badass
with like the spiked,
it's what 47-year-olds
like bracelet that people have, where you're like, you know what else? I mean, get that. Grab this. Spike it up.
Yeah.
And we got spikes on me now. All right.
Who made that popular? That generation.
I mean, why did I wear a spiked and studded belt in junior high?
Yeah,
because I thought it was cool. I thought it made me look.
Australian fashion is very different than ours. Bean is in the chat trying to bring us back on topic. Bean says, "Can an evicted player still be a legitimate winner of the season?" Obviously, they can. Will they? Probably not.
In your eyes, could that be?
I mean, if Jag or Cameron get to the end and win, yeah.
Is that a pro in your list, or or a con. Like, ugh, you got to go home.
It depends on how they argue it. Well,
last Thursday, we just said this.
That's what I was going to say.
You saw backstage.
Yeah.
You can switch it either way. I'd be like, he already saw Julie. Like, I'm pitching that if I'm next to him. But if I'm him, I'm like, you guys voted me out and then somehow I got here. Huh?
And I won my way back. Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. Like, I still had to do this.
That's you got rid of me because I was a threat and came back. Like,
worst thing. The thing you least want.
I always felt like, and to have our weekly Paul mentioned, I always felt like part of the reason that people loved Paul so much in the first season that he was on was because they loved Victor so much, and Victor came back twice. Yeah. And then when Victor finally, like, they finally got him and he couldn't come back, they're like, but, like, Paul was his best friend, so, like, we want him to win because he was, like, with Victor. And, like, everybody that loved Victor just hopped on with Paul.
Maybe.
There is some logic to it. but I do think an evicted player, if you get to the end and get the votes, like, I don't think that there's, like, an asterisk next to it. It's not a Chris Underwood type situation.
That's good. Because I just don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I think it all depends on the journey.
I mean,
because you come in and then they're like,
yeah, it's going to have to be how they argue it.
But that's also why I like pre-jury buybacks. I like the pre-jury buybacks more than I like the post-jury buybacks, because once you've already gone to the jury house and everything, there's less people there. So, like, there's still way more people. Like, the road to the end is a lot harder for you if you're Cameron or Jag right now.
Yes, that's true.
Then where you would come back and there'd be seven people left in the house.
That's true. And in the beginning, they vote you out just because they don't like you, mostly.
Yeah.
And, like, once it gets to less people, it's more strategic. And you're like, I really like you, but you're just really good at this game. And now you know you're back in the house, unlikable, and have no strategy.
Bean says BB Purist might disagree. He means himself. But I think that, like, I totally understand both sides of the argument. I just think that in this specific season, the amount of time that, like, Cam and Jag would have had to, like, continue through the season after getting evicted and coming back, like, they didn't, like, and like, neither one of them missed significant time. Like, it's weird when if you've gone out of the house for 2 weeks in the jury house and you come back, it's like you weren't really part of the game. Like, Cam, even though he was out, was still part of the game. So I think that, like, that is a little bit of a different situation where, like, Jag never was, like, out of the house. He was evicted. Oh, boom, you're right back. Power, that nullifies that. So, like, they weren't, like, withdrawn from the game at any point, where you had, like, previous seasons in jury comebacks where – but, like, I was in jury for 3 weeks. That's not fair. Like, you weren't playing, you didn't have to grind it out every day. And
that's those, 3 weeks where you didn't have to worry about being evicted. You didn't have to play a game.
So I think that's a better argument, I would say.
I think it's just going to come down to how do they argue it?
I think so, too. And because, again, like, if you're, unless it's Cam and Jag, like, the other person's obviously going to say they've already been evicted. That's gonna be the number one move. But then if I'm the other person that was evicted, I'm gonna say, I've had to fight twice as hard. I got evicted. You guys, come on. Yep. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if either one of them does get to the end. I feel like neither one of them will make it to the final two, but I would like to see one of them in the final two.
Yeah,
just for the argument.
Just because they're yours.
Oh, they are. Yeah. I don't even have it, like, in my notes app. I don't have the teams like I used to.
Oh, Cameron. You have to unstrike
Cameron. Yeah, you have to unstrike Cameron. All right. So Cameron wins the veto. Then you had Blue talking to Cam, trying to throw Corey under the bus, trying to get him to do the back door. Corey's really down to it. That's when he goes, talks to the fugitives. Talks to Matt and Jag, and Matt is very down for it. Jag is opposed to it, kind of lays out, like, this is going to show our cards, this is going to do all that. The edit made it seem like Cam then thinks that means he's obviously working with the other side of the house. I felt like stuff that I saw from the feeds did not make it seem like that. Mm-hmm. So that might have just been, like, a thought he was saying in the diary room. It's also very possible that he had those at other feeds I didn't watch. And the update, it was a huge point.
I feel like it was probably, like, a DR-led question of, like, Huh, why do you think that Jag was so against you nominating Corey or backdooring Corey? Like, what possibly could be why? And like those questions that like lead you to be like, maybe they're working together.
Yeah. Well, you, yeah, you
I could see that.
That would break my brain, I feel like.
Where it's like they kind of trick you into saying something and whether or not you actually believe it. But like, I mean, he fully went down the Corey rabbit hole of like target backdooring, whatever, like.
Yeah.
So whether or not he thought he went there because he thought Jag was working with him or not.
Just get into the spoilers.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, so they did leave it.
Yeah. It's nice dancing.
With Felicia on putting him on blast. But
a hard blast.
Shit.
That would make me uncomfortable.
Especially from Felicia, who doesn't do that.
Right? It's like you're mom yelling at you in front of your friends.
Stop. I'm sorry.
That's what you didn't warn me. You were mad at me.
But yeah, so that is the end of the episode. Leave us on the cliffhanger. We're going to find out whether or not Cam uses the veto. And if he does, if Corey will be that replacement nom or not. And then we're going to find out who gets evicted on Thursday night. So a little gap. And that you can also check out my other podcast, Pass 380 Podcast. Go listen to that now on Wednesday. Because that goes up Wednesday night. So you can listen to this Tuesdays. Then you got Past Degree Wednesdays. Then Past Degree Bro again Thursdays. So if you're tuning out, you don't want any spoilers. This is your time to peace out. I am at Alex J. Middleton on all socials. Allison is at Affable Allison on Twitter. She's at Almar7490 on Instagram. Em is at Little EM Tweets on Twitter and at Emma Lawler on Instagram. We are at Past Grady Bro on all socials. If you'll give us a follow, please give us a follow on or go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're at 100 subscriptions. Woo! Let's keep it going up. Let's keep it going up. Come on. And then also, if you're watching us, go subscribe to the podcast version, the audio version. Hit play on it for a couple seconds. Let's get the clicks. Let's get the clicks. Would really help us out. If you watch or you're listening to us, go hit play on the YouTube for a couple seconds at least. Help us get those clicks. But if you don't want the spoilers, we will talk to you guys on Thursday after the episode. Have a great couple of days, and we will talk to you then. If not, hang tight for spoilers.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
So, something that I think would be detrimental to Cam, if Cam were to get to the end this season, is you're going to say he's now won 3 HOHs, and one of them didn't matter because it was nullified. The other one didn't matter because it was just like, hey, you're coming back in this double. And now this one, he's still not getting who he really wants out, because if he really truly wanted Corey out like he said he did, he would have got Corey out. He's not. He's going to get Felicia out.
Yeah.
And he did not use the veto.
Yeah.
Corey is safe.
For us Corey fans. And it,
honestly. I was like, fine. Yeah. Okay. It's fine. That means like it's for during. Like he'll get on. Like that'll be fun. We could get him on the pod. Like that. I was like trying to really hype myself up for it. But.
Right. So that if you're a Corey fan, that's good news for you. I feel like Cameron has always had this great other idea he was going to do every single time he was HOH.
Yeah.
And every single time he ends up just going with what other people tell him to do.
Like that's probably a metaphor for his life.
He's probably
real close to his goals, and then he's like, nah.
I think it's so strange because like who told him that he shouldn't have Felicia in jury?
I think he just doesn't want her there because he wants to be goofy.
He said he said she's not going to vote for
him. She's going to convince everybody to not vote for him. I get that.
I also think
she's
just a definite not vote because I don't think that they bond. I don't think that she's going to
vote
for Cam. So, like, if you're, like, I get the logic of, like, she's not going to vote for me. I don't fucking want her in there.
But like, yeah, throw away your game because Corey will has a better chance of beating you at any time. Well, maybe not any time in the game, but like, just to get Felicia out. Just because.
But you got to look at the Jag line of thinking. As long as Corey's in the house, other people are going to be gunning for Corey. Blue's gunning for Corey, not me next week.
Yeah.
Other people are going to be gunning for Corey and not me.
I just think
I take Corey out, then it's just me.
I think he wants eligible ladies in the jury.
I think that is the online that you don't want, that he doesn't want Corey in the jury house for when it's him in America, which we're not going to say that's what he's saying. We're not going to just assume that because that's wrong and just make assumptions.
I think he is so much has already said it. He is, I mean.
It's not to just trap her.
Felicia even said it.
This is the internet's made it out to be. I want to trap her there so she can't get away from me.
Nothing is as malicious as the internet makes it out to be.
Yeah. But like Felicia's, like, I don't know what, can't think of words. Like her whole talking point when she was talking to Cam was like, hey, get Corey out and then America will come to you. Like, you can have America all to yourself. Like, Felicia fucking said it.
Felicia.
Which, like, I don't know, like, why? I don't know why he's so against Felicia.
Nice like, move.
It is, realistically, I think Corey has a better chance of winning than Felicia. Like, if it came down to Felicia and Corey, I think it's going to be Corey. But I just, like, it would have been the smarter move to get Corey out.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And, like, nobody told him to, like, flip to this, to, like, do and, like, get to target Felicia and get Felicia out. This is just something he's convinced himself of. Like, he just has bad targets.
Yeah.
He like feels the pressure and just is like, you too.
Like, who has he gotten out? He got out when he was HOH. Who went home?
Jag, not Jared.
Jag and then not.
Oh. No.
Wasn't it? It was Cam.
No, I thought it was Corey.
It was Cam and Corey in the double.
Who got Heisem? Was that Cam?
No, it was right after that. Wasn't it?
Yeah, because Red went the next week. So he got Heisem out. He got Izzy.
Yeah, he got Jagged.
I think he was, he got Jag, who's back. He just has bad targets.
Yes.
So, like,
he was supposed to get Suri out over Izzy.
Yeah, and he couldn't get that to happen.
No. So, Izzy was a good move.
Oh, Felicia got Heisem. Thank you for correcting me.
Cam got Jag and Jared.
Yeah, so I was going to say, like,
so both of his
Heisem would have been his best target, and still, one that wasn't him. Like, he's physically good at the game. I don't think anybody can say that he's not. Like, he could win his way to the end.
Yes, and that's the only way.
That's going to be the only way. And even so, do you give it to him? His read on the game has been bad. The only time he figured out what was going on was after his best friend was voted out next to him. And even then, he was telling people, no, I wasn't the target.
That's true. Read on the game was really bad, but I love your obligation of, like, you're a comp guy. So, like, someone who wins in the way, he's like, I got to give it to him. And you're like...
Or is it more impressive to not win your way but still like go and
you,
be like,
you have to win your way. He has to.
He has to. He would have to.
Like Mike, was it Ben? Ben in Survivor, had to do all of those things and he did it and it was like frustrating. But he wins. Yeah, you gotta give it to him.
Yeah, you gotta give it to him.
If Colby had been able to fucking do that in Survivor season 2, you gotta fucking give it to him. Jackson. There was no, like, he didn't really have an opponent next to him that was, like, close, but, like, had to give it to Jackson because it was like,
you could not give it to Holly.
Feels very passionately about this.
I know, but I'm just like, that's.
When you get put in a spot and you have to win your way there, it's always like, you gotta let this fucking person out. To the jury. You gotta get him out.
It's up to the jury. If there are more people like you, then yes. If there are more people not like you, then the other person's gonna win.
Respect the fucking game. Respect the game.
That's the beauty of the game. It can go two or three ways.
But like, it. I mean, people think of it as like physically playing and socially playing. So if the person who is up against them has like all of these social moves or was like a mastermind behind the scenes, and it was like, yeah, I didn't have to make any of those moves. I didn't have to get any blood on my hands because I let this person do it.
Yeah. Like if it was the Cam and Suri.
Suri had one
I think Suri beats Cam.
Just Cam.
But also I think Suri has basically been dead and has to like just somehow get her way there. But like the fact that Suri survives, you've got to kind of survive.
And there's the other argument. That.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that she's not winning shit and she's still surviving week to week.
But when you're a comp beast, I think you also just like, God damn it. Like,
yeah, it's hard.
But Suri also is like a returning player. And I think Suri gets the edge only because of being the returning player, where it's like you should have had the target on you the day you walked in. And the fact that you just got to the end is insane.
Yeah, but realistically, as like, if these were super fans, which this cast seems more super fan than any other season, any other recent season, they know if they bring somebody back, they want that person to stay for at least a little while, whether they're going to give them 7 weeks of immunity for friendship bracelets or they just try
maybe
to
have their son in the game.
Maybe they'll have a coach for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
They'll have their son yes. in the game for
so, like, they want them to do well. If they're bringing somebody back, they want that person to do well. Unless they're going to get a good edit. So it's smarter to be like, okay, well, I'll work with you because you're afraid people are going to be targeting you immediately.
Bean says, Dr. Will never won a comp. That was a very different time of Big Brother, too.
Still.
That was mean Big Brother. Dr. Will would have not won it with bitter juries. Bitter jurors would have been very mad at Dr. Will.
I think I like why he's the one that goes and talks to the jury. He like doesn't be able.
Hey,
he's like, shut up.
Try not to be a little bitch. They said things that are Eddie James says, Cameron has a horrible social game. Matt has a great social game and a potential comp piece.
Matt is the first to have both.
Would disagree.
Someone who can do both.
I would say your Matt point is a little flimsy there because Matt has a mediocre social game. Matt tells everybody everything that he gets told.
And it's working for him.
His social game
is working for him, though.
Because he has Jag to navigate him down a thing and then also Cam to win things. Like, what does Matt want?
I feel like.
What does Matt want?
A veto.
One veto.
And he won that.
Where he full betrayed his, like, best friend in the house.
Yeah.
I still love the fact that he was picked to play for the double. Like, Jared picked him.
Yeah.
To play for the double.
But Matt does have a better social game than Cam. I just think Matt is also naive in a lot of ways, whereas Cam.
So is Jack.
Cam is more. Like, he's naive, but he's cocky. He's too cocky to believe that he's naive. Where he's like, no.
Cam or Matt?
Cam is. Matt is just. Yeah. He'll like listen to you, but then he'll also go tell everybody what you just told him. Cam is like, I'm going to tell you that what you just told me is really me telling you what you just told me, but it's me telling you that because I said it, not you. You're like, I just brought you the info.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Really what it is. You got to be like, Emma's going to backdoor you, Alex. Emma's going to backdoor you. Allison, what I'm telling you is that Emma's going to try and backdoor me. Like, yeah, I just told you. No. I'm telling you. She's telling to put me up as a replacement. That's exactly what I just... No, Allison, you settle down. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I lowered my tone.
Just kidding. But that's how watching any Cam conversation is, and as he's been HOH 18 times this season, it's like, you're just like, fucking stop this conversation.
Yeah.
There's sometimes where you get all four Cams on Cam. In the room, and you're just like, Cam. Give me anybody else. Give me somebody else on the bumper table. Like, give me somebody else.
I just want to watch some. I can't watch him talk anymore.
He's just talking to hear himself talk.
Yeah. I mean, and somebody said it again, I don't know, a while ago, but like, realistically, Oh, yeah. It was Bean. As soon as Cam does not win veto, he's gone, gone, gone. Like, they've got to know that.
I think he
because knows. He's not, nobody wants to keep him for anything other than the fact that, like, he's HOH right now, so I got to tell him that I want to keep him.
That's true.
Bean wants to know if Emma would really betray me for $750,000. I would want you to because I don't think I would get in the money, and I think that then I would get half of your money. So, yes.
Yeah,
they're splitting the money anyway.
Well, what if I betray you so bad that you leave me?
I'd still get half the money. I wouldn't leave you. Because okay. I get half the money if I don't.
If,
but yeah.
hold on. Ever was so upset about something that you did in Big Brother as like betrayal to, that would get him out of the game? Absolutely not. He would nobody no. He can't leave because that's the he's the epitome of fuck people over in Big Brother. You can't get your feelings yeah. hurt if you are the one saying this.
I would motherfuck people, but like I would get to the end. If I would motherfuck you on the way out the door. And I'd blow your shit up. But then, yeah. like, if you got to the end on finale night, I'd be like, motherfuck you.
You're also game. The king of can dish it, but can't take it. So the second someone, and we always watch it, and we're like, oh, you're mad because they're playing Big Brother? Like, you're playing Big Brother?
Yeah.
You're mad that someone played Big Brother while you were playing
Big Brother. That's kind of how Big Brother is, yeah. isn't it?
So you would definitely feel that way. So
it's fine when you do it, not when I do it.
That would be
it's fine when I do it, not when you do it.
But I like when people recognize that that's why they're pissed. Like,
I think Suri has a good read on her.
Suri did do that. She was like, I know we're all in 100 alliances with everybody, but I know about my alliances.
Yeah,
no, that's fair. And that was kind of what Matt did with Corey. He was like, look, I know that everybody's just trying to cover their bases, but I hide mine. And he saw Corey talking to Mikol in the backyard.
Yeah,
who owned your cat is what he said.
Yeah, I just think that, like, I really appreciate the people who can be pissed and be like, fuck, they screwed me over, but, like, be like, that's the name of the game, and I'm more pissed that they outsmarted me than I am. Like, they're doing what they're supposed to do in the game. Like, when they leave in are a good sport about it. Like, even, like,
well, I wouldn't be on the way out, but I would think to Julia, like, yeah, I get it. And, like, finale night, I'd be like, it's all love, guys. It's cool.
You'd be like, I'd be like, see you later, pig. And it was the best time ever.
I just think, like, Brittany's goodbye message to Boogie. And the fact that, like, he watched it and, like, laughed at it. She made fun of him completely. And, like, she got played up. And he was like, yeah, she did.
She did.
And then when Ian got Boogie out, like, he was still, like, proud of him at the same time. It was he got me. Like, that was cool. To, like, disrespect it. And it's, like stuff like that. Like, yeah, I get that. I get that, but I would be the king of, like, if I made it to Jerry, like, you know, I'm not giving you, but
I would
tell people that I would tell people that so hard, and like, I would be the person that,
like, a carrot.
Who did that? Was it last season that somebody was like, well, if you vote me out, I'm not gonna vote for you to win?
I feel like it's every
somebody did that recently, and I was like, what a fucking terrible like strategy.
But, like, also, like, it's a last ditch effort where you're like, I don't know if Alex isn't going to vote for me.
But it's such a small percentage.
Right, but, like, what if it comes down to one vote? Paul, one vote.
And then I would be like, look.
One vote.
You would have to give it to me because I'm going to
Paul Abrahamian, one vote, twice.
I was like, that.
What? I'm not one vote. I'm just saying.
Was it Indy last year that was like, well, if you vote me out, I will not vote for you. Eddie says it was Brittany last year. It could have been either of them, honestly.
Eddie also says, do you guys think that Matt would take Suri to the final two over Jag?
No.
I do. Because I think he would think that Jag is too much of a comp beast. That's what their entire alliance right now is based off of. Is like, we're comp beast, we're going to comp it to the end, and we'll just have to fight it out. He's going to think he's being a sneaky snake and take Suri, and then Suri is going to smoke him.
I think Matt is too naive to understand that Suri would win. I think that he would take Suri thinking that he's making the strategic move to not take Jag, But like
Matt is, that's why I'm saying that with Matt's social game. Matt's social game is good in getting in circles. Matt's social game is not great in making the social decisions that he's got to be on.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. He doesn't know the game well enough. He is a recruit. He does not know the game well enough to like.
You don't have
that forethought.
How did they find you?
Yeah, right.
America was like, I applied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like in the background and he was like, she was like, yeah, I don't have Instagram. And he was like, they're talking about social media or whatever. And he was just like, oh yeah. Wait, you don't have an Instagram? How'd they get you? I applied. Every year. My rankings are already written down.
I know. I said don't look at mine.
Judge
me. But should we get into the power ranking?
But yeah, then Bean, while we're to wrap up with Bean's, threatening jury votes does happen, but it's mostly a bluff. Mine would absolutely be a bluff where I would just be like, I just try to scare you into like keeping me.
Everyone would be like, you threatened me with that last week.
Yeah. I'm telling every single one of you that this is going to be my plan.
Every one of us.
Julie, I'd like to break my key. Now we're gonna fucking play.
Nobody.
I hope you guys are cool with splitting the money. She's like, Alex, you can't do that. I'm like,
I already did.
You didn't do it. Slay it across the stage. Fuck yeah. You, Julie.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said it last season when, whether it was Brittany or Indy saying it, like, that would make me be like, okay, fuck you, get out then.
I don't remember Brittany.
I don't know. I feel like it was any more than it was Brittany, but I honestly don't remember. But like,
I don't remember her at
that,
all.
Like, strategically, out. I would be like, okay, bye.
Bean says, well, it was like that. Hypothetically, which four would vote for
Brittany?
It was Brittany.
Sorry, I just remember who she was.
Bean says, which four would vote Suri over Matt? I think you'd have Blue.
America, I think.
America.
I don't think America would. I would say Blue, Bowie, Mecole.
Blue, Mecole.
Corey.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I think Corey would vote.
If Corey votes for Suri, then America votes for Suri. So I would say everyone but Cam and Jag.
Yeah.
So that's four votes right there. All right. With those four votes, let's get to our five top house guests.
Ooh.
It's a little bit easier doing power rankings on a Tuesday, I'm not gonna lie.
Doing rankings?
Trying with the group earlier. But I will go first if anybody wants, unless anybody wants to start.
Yeah, no, you go first because it's like I know who's not in my power rankings.
Get a shuffle for sure.
But once they're in here, like, I don't know, pick a spot, guys.
I think mine are controversial.
All right.
I feel like somebody's gonna come for me again.
That's good interaction. Any interaction is good interaction.
No, I just don't know.
I'm sure everyone read back in mine.
Red?
Yeah. He's coming back.
Number five, I got Cam. Just because he's won everything, and I think that the idea of using people as shields right now seems to be very hot in the house. And I don't think that Cam is going to absolutely survive next week, but he could win a veto. And he could also just be used as a shield. But like what he's done this week, even if he didn't go with Corey, I think that puts him at five in my power rankings. Number four is Blue. She's on the wrong side of the house currently, but she's in that back and forth where she could kind of, like, she's in that final four, even though she's the fake fourth of the fugitives. Like, she's bouncing off info with Suri. I just think that she could pick the right time to make a decision, make an official jump. I don't think it's going to happen. But Blue's my four because she's got the access to that. Matt is three because I think that him and Jag could realistically just ride Cameron and them winning stuff to the very end. Matt is kind of tight with everybody, and I don't think out of, like, all of the threats in the house, I think that Corey and Cam are definitely bigger threats than him. So that's why I'm moving him up there. And then number two is Jag. I really, like I said earlier, just like the way he's kind of having a read on the house and how he is good at looking several steps ahead instead of just having, like, this is the boot order. It's like, no, we have to do this to ensure that this is the boot order, where he's got to look at both facets of it. I think his game's come a long way. Number one is Suri, because still Suri is not in the house. She is my number one, because like everybody's telling her everybody's telling her things. She's going to get to the end. Like, if you don't get her out, she's just going to get to the end, and she's Suri. She's going to win if she gets to the end. So I go Suri, Jag, Matt, Blue, and Cam. Emma?
Okay. I'll go. I'm going to start with my number five, as we do. And
I thought you were going with number one first. And I was like,
I'm going to start with three.
Middle of the field here.
Are you moving up or down?
Who knows?
Ooh.
Number five is Suri. I think that she wields the least amount of power of the powerful people. She just is a ear to listen to conversations. She's not giving out much advice, and they're not listening. So Suri is number five. Number four, I have Blue. Same reasons as you. Just she's there. She's wedging herself. She's making
running around about crazily.
Yeah. She's blending in a little bit better, I feel like. And also, she's still getting off the vibes that she's a free agent, I guess, because Nicole was like, I want to pick her because I think there's that. But she isn't. So good for her. Three, I have Cam. And I'm grossed out by it.
yeah, it makes sense.
It makes sense. He's comp beast, and he's got a good team.
Is he a comp beast, or does everybody else just suck?
He's a comp beast this season.
I don't know. There's an Olympian in there.
Yeah, he's beating an Olympian.
So.
Yeah.
Number two, Jag. And number one, I have Precious Matt. I think he's
Matt
doing really
Jag,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Matt, Jag, Cam, Blue, and Suri.
I feel better about my rankings. In the way that wasn't like, sorry, that sounded like I was like, you're suck. I feel good about mine. No, I'm like,
sure.
There's a lot of commonality in them. And like, there's some patterns that I noticed
in rankings.
There's some patterns that I noticed. So for me in number five, I have Cam. I think he's going to be safe if he wins it. That's the only thing giving him power, though.
Yeah.
Like, nobody really is listening to him. As soon as he doesn't win, I think he's going to be out. Like,
he just can win any veto.
So, like, he only has power because he's winning it. But, like, nobody's listening to him. He doesn't have any social power. He's literally just
winning it.
He has the benefit of having the HOH room more than anybody else has. So you happen to be in those HOH conversations.
I think that he is going to be a target as soon as he doesn't win.
Yeah, but I agree.
Like, the plan I can see with anybody winning is backdoor Cam. That's going to be the
or
whole.
Or throwing up as a random nom, just being like, you know, you gotta, and then you could get it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't.
Can't win. Show anybody about the fugitives.
Ooh. Yeah.
But we know you're going to win veto.
Right, and then he doesn't be like, bro, we had to make the shot, bro.
Yeah, you gotta understand, man.
I could see them not, but
honestly, maybe. in fourth, I have Suri. Same reason as Emma. She is not a target. People tell her anything, but she's also still pretty low because nobody listens to her anymore. Like, she's safe. She's not a target. And I think that later in the game, she'll turn it around and she's going to start, like, right now she's taking a smart step back.
Mm-hmm.
A strategic blending in to the wallpaper. But right now, yeah, she's not getting, she doesn't really have power, but she's safe. Like, people tell her shit. She's got information, but like, she can't do anything with it.
Form of power.
Yes.
Yeah. in third, I have Blue. She is somehow looking like a free agent, even though she's been working with Matt and Jag for a really long time. Jag's been her Bestie Girly Pop for so long, so I don't know why people don't see it. But, you know.
You're talking to everybody.
Because she's Girly Pop.
Yeah.
You just don't take her serious. She's there to give you outfits, and that's it. That is an eviction speech.
Yeah, but then she also fully Pepper. Was the reason why Cam was going to target Corey.
Absolutely.
Corey is her number one target, and she got the HOH to listen to her.
She will TikTok dance on your grave.
She will, probably.
She will renegade on your grave.
Won't even feel bad
about renegrave.
It. Renegrave. Renegrave.
I like
spooky these. Season.
Yeah, a renegrave.
We'll get beans out
there. So I have her at 3. In second, I have Matt. I think he's in a great spot. He is Matt the Rat, though. I feel like that's going to get found out.
It's my big bugaboo.
Yeah. Matt. It's going to get found out in a way where it's like nice people are going to start realizing they can't tell him things.
Corey's kind of a nice rat, too. And he got figured out.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know. There's something about Corey. I don't know. I can see why people don't like Corey.
Because he's young.
Wow.
I mean, I love Corey.
Yeah,
I know.
But he's just so smart. And if you're not that smart and you think that you're smarter than him, but then he proves you wrong over and over again, you hate him.
He's number one.
Jared.
Jag.
Did you say Jared? Is my number one?
No, Jared.
Oh. I was like, no, he's not.
Game.
Yeah, my number one is Jag.
Woo, nice.
He was for a while playing the shittiest game, and now he's playing the best game.
Mm-hmm.
He
is a heavy question mark.
Oh, he is. Yes. Absolutely.
Burgundy? Yeah, he convinced Cam to lay off Corey, which Cam should not have.
No.
It is best for Cam's game for Corey to be the back door. Honestly, like, I love Corey. I would love Corey to win, but, like, for
it was a very long conversation that was edited down in the show. That was hours, it felt like, of just chatting it up in there where it was both them trying to go at Jag about why we need to get Corey back to it. He was like, no. And he kept walking back like, here's us.
Yeah.
One of us is gone. That's two of us. And then he's like, there's so many people. Like it was the way he spelled it all out where you're like, this isn't the same guy. When we saw Corey coming out of his shell in the beginning of the game, we were like, this kid can play.
So Jag
this kid
awakening.
Can play. We're kind of watching Jag grow up in front of our eyes. It's a Jawakening.
The fact that, I mean, he convinced the HOH to not target his ally, who realistically is the best target for the HOH's game.
And getting him to target, instead, the 63-year-old woman.
Who is,
It's just sweet.
It's because he wants to get freaky in the jury house.
He doesn't want to get judged by her.
In there.
He doesn't like that she called him out on trying to get Corey out so that he could have America.
He's playing a long game here.
So Allison's top five are Jag, Matt, Blue, Suri, and Cam.
Yeah.
Since Bean submitted his, Beans are from 1 to 5. It's Cam, Jag, Matt, Corey, and America. You can't really hate on those either. I love that everybody's slightly different.
I wish that was still my power ranking. I really want Corey and America back in my power ranking
too.
I think he's six.
Such heavily targeted. Like, they're so targeted right now.
I have Corey at 7 and America at 6.
I love them.
I know.
My girl Bowie is at 10, unfortunately.
10 of 10?
10 out of 10.
I mean, Felicia's my 10 out of 10 because she's going home.
True. I still think, like, somehow they can flip it.
You're not going to get me call out. She's done shit. Felicia has at least won an HOH.
Oh, we're going to have a house. It's just Bowie and Nicole, aren't we, at a certain point?
Well, they'll go next, maybe.
No,
Cam. Well, yes, Cam can win again. Because Cam's going to be the one that gets
Bowie the and Nicole are final. Was it Bean said that, I think? They're final three.
I If I were playing, I would take Nicole and Bowie to Final Four.
Yeah.
Duh.
I would want to play in some sort of, first of all, I'm going to win against either of them.
Not Bowie. Bowie's a secret comp based streamer.
Fair. I mean, the final vote. Like, if it's final two, I would win against Bowie. I would win against Nicole. And I am more likely to beat them in a competition to get the final HOH, except for Bowie, Senior Cop Beast, Casey, who is not awoken yet. I would take them for sure.
I like that we're assuming that we would not also be wallpaper.
Oh, no, I would be out of the house already. But, like, I would have blown, like, you would have remembered me.
I couldn't promise I could win a comp.
Like, I just want to go.
I really wish I would win a comp.
Whole conversation. So I would take Bowie and I would take Nicole because I know I could win against them. Just assuming that I wasn't also one of them.
I would have been like a weaker version of Izzy where you would have been like, remember that week Alex was in the house? That was wild.
No, you're pretty likable.
No, I'd get like I'd
be- No, I mean, I think more people would like you and then there would definitely be like two or three that didn't like you.
No, there'd be a lot that didn't.
I don't think so.
There'd be a lot that didn't.
I don't know. I feel like...
They'd look up this show and be like, he called somebody
canceled
and then the internet.
No, I mean in the house. I think he would be liked.
Yeah.
At least initially.
Yeah. Initially. I think I'm cool, but then I think I either really
you might wear on some people or like
toilet seat. And then they would vote you out.
Oh yeah, Nicole would hate me.
Yeah. Very chatty.
But yeah, I mean, like,
we're doing all time good than me.
I don't know. I like to think that I would.
We did laugh, Bean. And now who's laughing? Bean's laughing at us. He said, Nicole, Bowie, and Corey are his final three. I think Corey might be a stretch to get there.
But Nicole and Bowie, they're there.
But here's the thing. Anybody that's still in the game should take them. Will they?
No.
I don't know. That's going to be like a. I feel like they're going to get out if Matt or Jag, who are sitting pretty and have like good alliances, I think that's who they would take out so they don't have to like reveal anything.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I think the best chance for one of them to go is really Suri, just because Suri would have the read. But I don't think that Suri is going to take one of them because I think the only way that now Suri is going to be able to get to the end.
If she's taken
is by making a deal towards the end where like, hey, look, like if Jag, Cam, Matt somehow fracture, like she can grab whoever breaks up like me and Blue, like where she's gotta just do that and have them rely on her. And then like a memory comp or something.
Yeah. Cam did, I don't remember who he told, but Cam told somebody that Blue is Suri's new Izzy.
Which she pretty much is.
She is, absolutely. And like sometimes he has good reads, but like his targets are stupid.
Well, that's exactly, he'll have that conversation. Like, but then why is this who you're?
He thinks he does it on purpose too. He's like, people don't
see. Because now they won't know. It's like, yeah, no, now.
Cowboy,
And now you have Felicia pissed off at you.
Yeah.
Now you have two more people pissed off at you, as well as the other person that you already pissed off at, but they already know that. So, like, they're going to be coming for you. So now you have four people gunning for you. And it's like, all right. But then he's like, I'll just go win another one. Heck.
But I mean, like, I'm trying to think of who's not, like, who's. I don't think Corey and America know that they're working against Blue. I don't think that they realize that that they're her number one target.
It's kind of insane.
Honestly. And, like, Matt and Jag are cool with Blue. Like, I just, like, she is her new Izzy, but I also don't think that she is more integrated in the house than Izzy was. Izzy was very, like, I am with Suri and Jared, and I won't talk to anybody else.
But that's the luxury that Suri had with Izzy. And it was like, we thought Izzy was a psycho right off the bat because Izzy was like, oh, you're Suri. I know this from Instagram. I know your son's this. And we're like, okay, whoa.
Yeah.
Emailed her into being your partner. But like, she took really good info and Izzy was paranoid, but she was always paranoid based out of like something that was fact, unless it was a bold-faced lie that Insuri was able to usually like hash out and like, no, that's not what's going on. Because they ran the house as much as they did. Yeah. Like, a Jag Suri? Like, not saying it's going to happen, but like, if those two somehow found a way to team up together and were like loyal with one another, that would be deadly. Having the read that Jag's able to have right now with Suri's like advice and like able to walk
into
Jag's comp like abilities, if they can do something like that, don't think it'll happen, but like, that would be a great end game for the two of them. Mm-hmm. I don't see why Jag would get out of his with Matt and Cam right now. Like, you have two more people.
I don't think he's going to, but I mean, realistically, he should be looking at every option.
But this is like the classic situation of where I personally was like, all right, I'm done with Suri. Like, let's move along. Let's move along from Suri. I'm like, all right, I kind of want Suri to make a move now. Let's go. Where it's like,
well, yeah,
for a second, and like now we're rooting for her.
Yeah, that's what Big Brother is. It's like the fall from power, and then it's like, okay, now the underdogs are different.
We're gonna build you up. Then somebody's gonna go through your Reddit history, find something problematic you said one time, 12, 13, 14 years ago, cancel you for it, make you do an apology tour, and then 5 to 10 years later, we're gonna be like, hey, remember that guy? He's doing this now. It's like, yeah, no, he had this whole life. You guys tore him down. Like, no, but now I want to build him back up.
I can't go on Big Brother until my Zanga is just not findable. Boy,
were my teachers hearing about it on the Zangas.
The Zangs.
It'd be so funny.
Love that. There's so many people who are like have no idea what Zanga is.
That's true. That's so sad.
And I actually don't think you can find Zanga.
But that would be hilarious if like a politician got brought down because they're Zanga.
Because of their Zanga.
Oh, wow. Well, it said that you were a Nazi sympathizer on Zanga. It's like, why would I write that on Zanga? I was like in eighth grade.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Nothing's changed,
Zang.
Oh, that does look the exact same.
Can you create a new account on it? Because we should definitely start a Pass the Gravy Bro Zanga. We're going to do our daily recaps on Zanga. Why?
I think you can. But yeah, you can log in. We'll check it out.
I wonder if I remember my login.
Oh, it says they're trying to launch Zanga 2.0. So you can't actually go to it right now.
Hey, guys.
Now.
We already invented that. It's called blogs. It's called websites and podcasts, which are the quicker version of that, but not really quicker, just longer, but video or audio. So not the same.
Well, let's go back to the Wayback Machine and see.
I think it was with an X, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
It is with an X.
All right. Last thing, Todd says, how's Matt going to do when Zingbot shows up? It has no lips for him to read. I think they already have, like, in a lot of the comps, they have, like, words. Like, I don't know if it's a monitor or what, but they have something where you can read.
It's a man in with cue cards.
I think that they, whatever they said about, like, using specific voices, because, like, the Zingbot himself doesn't say anything. It's a guy in a costume doing this, and then the voice is coming over the loudspeaker. So I think they would just use the regular voice that they use and like make sure that like he's under a microphone so he could hear things.
Can I ask, I was gonna say, since Bean's asking, Bean, when they do the Zingbot episode, will you zing us? And we could do a pretty good Zingbot.
Zing!
That would be really funny if we had to just read Bean zings to us about us.
Everyone bring some
nice. Yeah, zings. Everybody can just roast us with your zings, but it's got to be like nice roast.
Yeah.
Like, super mean.
Loving roasts.
That'd be really funny if like they just zinged Jared to Suri.
In blue.
Found my Zanga on the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
Terrible.
You mentioned Mac. I would.
That's so weird. Also, can I just say, on the show today, and I know that it's because of his hearing, so I felt like an asshole laughing at it, but he said fugitive.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, about right. Why would I? When they said it the first time, I thought, why would they pick such a hard word? And then they kept saying it over and over again, fugitive.
Yeah.
And I was like, that word has lost all meaning to me.
Yeah. It's like when you write a word a bunch of times and it's like, this is not a word anymore.
Fugitive.
I would just do band names. Like, because remember a couple seasons ago, was it last season, where they all had band names? That they were like, no, we're Led Zeppelin or whatever it was. And they're like, no, you can't be
you
that.
You can't do that, yeah.
These are all copyrighted names. No.
The Zep.
We're the Beastie Boys. You can't be the Beastie Boys. We're the Fugees. We're just going to go by Queen.
We're Buddy Games.
We're Buddy. We're Big Brother. No.
You can't be Big Brother.
You can't be Big Brother.
Okay, and on that note, guys, that's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks to everybody for hanging out with us. Sorry about the lack of Sunday episode, but we should be back to our regular schedule or the Big Brother regular schedule, whatever that is, for the next couple weeks at least. We'll be back Thursday. That's a 7 o'clock episode, I believe.
Woo!
7 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah.
So we will be back at about 8:15 Central after the episode is over. You guys have a great next couple days at Past Grady Bros, where you go give us a follow. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube if you have not already. Share us with a friend, please. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever else you listen to podcasts. If you're listening, make sure to hit that subscribe on YouTube. If you're watching, make sure to hit that subscribe on the podcast so we get the clicks on both. You guys are the best. Have a great night. Until we talk to you fools later. Pass the gravy, bros.
Big brother, it's big brother. It's my brother, it's your brother, it's our brother. It's his brother, it's her brother, it's their brother. On pass the gravy, bro.